Sue Montgomery. A huge demonstration has been taking place in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo to denounce the Supreme Court trial of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro. He's accused of plotting a failed military coup against President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva after losing his bid for re-election nearly 3 years ago. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The court is widely expected to convict Mr. Bolsonaro in the next few days. The former president has recently been placed under house arrest and couldn't attend the demonstration in São Paulo. His supporters have urged Congress to approve an amnesty, which could enable him to run for president again next year. It would also benefit dozens of his supporters who were arrested after riots in the capital, Brasilia, in 2023.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary says Washington is prepared to increase pressure on Russia after its attacks in Ukraine, but needs European countries to follow suit. Scott Bessent told the broadcaster NBC that if the U.S. and EU acted together to introduce secondary tariffs on countries buying Russian oil, it would cause the complete collapse of the Russian economy. European powers have long urged Washington to step up pressure on Moscow. Donald Trump has said he is ready to move to a second stage of sanctioning Russia, but gave no details. President Zelensky says Ukraine is counting on a strong reaction from the US to the latest Russian strikes in his country. In his evening address, he urged leaders to back their supportive words with actions.
It's clear that Russia is trying to harm Ukraine, and the attacks are becoming increasingly brazen. This is a sign that Putin is testing the world. Therefore, it's crucial that statements from leaders, states, and institutions are backed by strong actions, sanctions against Russia and its associates, as well as tariffs and other trade restrictions.
President Zelensky said more than 40 people were hurt in attacks in Ukraine on Saturday night. The Taliban authorities in Afghanistan say search operations in the area hit by an earthquake a week ago have now ended, a week after the quake struck. 2,200 people were killed and well over 3,000 were injured. Here's Ian McWilliam.
The Taliban's head of disaster management, Nuruddin Turabi, told the BBC that search and rescue activities in Kunar province, east of Kabul, had ended, and the focus was now on providing humanitarian aid and shelter for survivors. Casualties among women and children were greater, he said, because they were inside the houses when the quake struck late at night, while most men were sleeping on rooftops. Mr. Turabi denied media reports that women were neglected during the rescue operations. He also criticised the United States for not providing any assistance.
BBC News. Within the past half hour, a judge in Australia has begun the sentencing of a woman who was convicted of murdering her relatives by serving them a meal laced with poisonous mushrooms. In an unusual move, the sentencing of Erin Patterson is being televised live. The Israeli military says it's hit another high-rise building in Gaza City after earlier issuing evacuation orders. It's the third such building to be targeted in the past 3 days, as Israel intensifies its assault on the territory's largest urban area. The IDF said the building was being used by Hamas militants. Palestinians say it was being used to shelter displaced families. President Trump has urged Hamas to accept the latest US peace proposal. Tennis. In a thrilling match, Carlos Alcaraz has won the men's final of the US Open. The Spaniard beat Yannick Sinner of Italy by 3-1. Alcaraz bulldozed his way past Sinner with a booming serve in a 2.5-hour match. The two men have won the last 8 Grand Slam titles between them. Russell Fuller has more details.
Carlos Alcaraz found his top gear in a masterful 4-set victory, which earned the 22-year-old a 6th Grand Slam title. Only Bjorn Borg could boast so many titles at such a young age. The third consecutive major final between these two swung decisively Alcaraz's way when he won the third set 6-1. Yannick Sinner saved 2 championship points, but the third was converted with an ace as Alcaraz regained the world number one position for the first time in 2 years.
Turkish prosecutors are investigating an all-female band on suspicion of performing obscene acts which threaten public decency. The probe began after a performance by Manifest on Saturday. Prosecutors allege the band's dances constituted an attack on public decency and morals. BBC News.
Hello, this is Alex Ritz.